The situation within Tarkov is already very complex. Many factions and entities are warring with one another. Bear, USEC, Terra Group, SCAVs, Raiders, the UN, and then of course the Russian Federation trying to contain it all. But today we're going to step outside the official canonical story of Tarkov and ask a what-if question. What if the United States decided to intervene in the Tarkov crisis? What kind of military, political, and logistical implications would that have? Let's take a look. First, we need to see if there is a plausible reason that the United States would intervene militarily. Since World War II, the way that America goes to war has changed. The American Constitution grants Congress the sole right to declare war, which it hasn't done since World War II. And yet the United States has engaged in numerous military conflicts since. The reason for that is that US presidents have exercised their executive authority to deploy troops all over the world and for a variety of reasons. In the case of the Tarkov crisis, a US president could plausibly make the argument that military intervention is warranted for a variety of reasons. These include humanitarian. A US spokesperson speaking at a UN assembly could call for military action due to the genocide going on within Tarkov. Tarkov City, being a major metropolitan area, was likely home to millions of people. The evacuation efforts were incomplete, meaning that a large number of people were trapped inside the city. Not only are SCAVs being exterminated in wholesale numbers, but the sheer amount of death and bodies that can be found all over the Tarkov area would absolutely attract the attention of humanitarian organizations around the world. And while the SCAVs are obviously hostile to nearly everyone, they could be portrayed as helpless victims to the Tarkov crisis to legitimize military action. It's also plausible that unarmed civilians are being starved or killed within Tarkov, and that the Russian Federation isn't doing enough to stop it, so someone has to step in. National security of allies. Neighboring NATO countries such as Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland could raise concerns of the Tarkov conflict spilling out of the borders of Russia and spreading to their cities and capitals. This isn't too far-fetched, as in the real world, it is extremely difficult to contain extremely complex and violent crises, as exampled by various civil wars and terrorist insurrections in just the past two decades. Not only that, but recently the airspace around Tarkov has become undefended, and military craft are now conducting airdrops of military equipment into Tarkov, which would absolutely concern neighboring NATO allies. Rescue of US military personnel or citizens. While the United States doesn't deploy its military in every single case of a US citizen abroad in danger, the Tarkov situation is unique to say the least. First, many members of USEC are likely current or former members of elite US military organizations, such as the US Special Forces, the CIA, FBI, or other similar organizations. Being trapped in a hostile situation in Russia, where their death or capture could pose a national security risk, may warrant the use of military intervention. Second, there may be a large number of US citizens trapped within Tarkov. It's unknown just how many USECs are within Tarkov, but it may number in the thousands. There may also be Terra Group employees that are US citizens with connections to high-ranking figures in American military, science, or intelligence organizations. Successfully rescuing these people could become a priority for the US government. Concerns of weapons of mass destruction. This reasoning may not go over too well with the American public, but the US government or president could potentially petition the use of military forces to stop the development or deployment of weapons of mass destruction. Terra Group was engaging in the mining of fissile material before the Tarkov crisis, and it's obvious that nuclear materials are being handled or processed at the Terra Group labs. Also, an EMP device was used over the city, which was most likely achieved by detonating a low-yield nuclear device at very high altitude. Something that wouldn't go unnoticed by the world community. The argument could be made that since the Tarkov crisis was not solved within a reasonable amount of time, and with unknown parties within or around Tarkov being in possession of nuclear or EMP weapons, that military action must be taken. These are just a few plausible reasons, or a combination of these reasons could be used to warrant military forces being deployed. But now we must ask, how exactly would the intervention be executed? A full-scale military invasion of Russia is highly unlikely. This would be overly hostile towards the Russian Federation, which could react very violently to such a heavy-handed show of force. If things were to spiral out of control, it could result in full-blown conflict between two of the largest nuclear superpowers on Earth. I think that the first and most logical course of action would be to extend a helping hand to the Russians. Rather than invade a city within their borders without knocking first, US diplomats would propose a joint military response effort with the Russian military, offering to divide the city up into areas where US forces would focus its efforts and where the Russian Federation would mainly operate. Over time, both militaries would neutralize any hostiles not willing to surrender and slowly restore peace through military occupation so that reconstruction efforts may begin. But seeing as how the Russians, although unofficially, created Bear for the exact purpose of discovering Terror Group's secrets without the international community's prying eyes getting in the way, this plan may be met with resistance or flat-out denial by the Russian government. So what if the United States intervened anyways? Like I said, full-scale invasion is out of the picture. So what would America's involvement look like? Most likely it would be similar to the assault on Bin Laden's compound in Pakistan in 2011. At the time, the United States was very much not at war with Pakistan, but the target in question was of such high importance that the decision to conduct military operations within Pakistan's borders was made. Members of elite US military groups such as the US Army Rangers, Delta Force, or Navy SEAL teams would conduct clandestine helicopter insertions to key areas within Tarkov. After collecting intelligence from local SCAVs or captured Bear operators, they would learn where to find trapped USEC or any remaining Terror Group employees of interest. Then, they would attempt to extract the high-value targets also by helicopter to avoid the Russian military at cordon areas. These operators would most likely wear sterilized uniforms that contain no flags, banners, or any kind of insignia that would indicate that they are US soldiers. If any team failed their mission or were killed or captured, the US government could deny involvement and try to deflect blame, claiming that those operators were just another PMC group. If the US attempted to intervene militarily under the auspices of humanitarian aid, then military forces may be allocated very differently. Small groups of special operations or even regular infantry may be attached to UN peacekeeping forces, which up until that point have been ineffectual within Tarkov. Now with US military guidance, corruption within the US may lessen or cease altogether, and now under the watchful eye of the international community, the unchecked slaughter of armed civilians within Tarkov by the UN would stop. Instead, a tactic similar to the Hearts and Minds campaign during the war in Afghanistan would be attempted, and SCAVs would be encouraged to lay down their weapons in return for amnesty for any criminal charges in exchange for safe passage out of Tarkov, and the promise of food, water, medication, and rehabilitation. Of course, not everyone would be so willing to surrender, as some SCAV gangs have grown accustomed to the bandit lifestyle, and those groups would be made an example of with overwhelming firepower. In this scenario, though, the primary objective would be to extract as many civilians as possible, as well as disarm as many SCAVs as possible, while providing aid wherever and whenever possible. US troops would need to be on the lookout for insurgency-style warfare, however, as well as avoiding any scenario in which they could accidentally engage Russian Federation forces. In all of these scenarios, the risk of inciting conflict and provoking Russia would be very high. American military action could also be seen by both Russia and the international community as meddling in affairs they have no business engaging in. Fingers could be pointed towards the US, accusing America of using their military power to increase their influence in Eastern Europe, or even stating that this was some kind of soft invasion of Russia. Due to this, I think a scenario in which CIA, SEAL, or Delta Force deployed in small teams would be the most likely to hopefully keep a low profile and maintain at least a shred of deniability if their mission was uncovered. This what-if scenario may be more likely than we realize. One mysterious faction that has still not made it into the game may have strong links to the US military, and that is the Black Division. Do you think that the Black Division is a secret American military force operating within Tarkov? Do you think that we might see some kind of US involvement within Tarkov? Let me know in the comments below. This video idea was proposed by a new member of our Discord, and I had a lot of fun researching and making this video. If you would like to join the Tarkov discussion, hop on our Discord. A link is in the description. I'll have all kinds of new Tarkov news, lore, and tips coming soon. But until then, I'm Jeff with EUL Gaming. Good luck out there.